moving now from land to sea, it seems that bees could be helping out the fish farming industry.
Absolutely. There's been the most interesting development here by a couple of scientists, Paul Collett and Ernest Thompson, who both of them, in fact, have an interest in beekeeping, but are both trained in aquaculture. What they've found is a black sticky substance that bees put around the entrance to their hives. It's called propolis, pro from the Greek in front and polis from the Greek word for city. So in front of the city, it's a protection at the gate. It's a black sticky stuff, and the bees actually collect it from plants. When plants get damaged, like by insects or wounded in some way, the plants produce little scabs. These little scabs defend the plant against bacteria and other pathogens that could harm the plant. Now, the bees have found this out, and the bees collect this stuff and roll it up in little balls and carry it back to the hive. And this stuff has got antifungal and anti-yeast and antibacterial properties. So they build an entrance protection at the hive, and also if there's any cracks or holes in the hive, the bees seal this up with this propolis.
Why is this useful to the fish industry? What are the problems with farming fish?
The fish farming business is big money all over the world. However, the fish are very vulnerable when they're in the form of eggs and larvae. Of course, if you lose a number, then it can affect your profitability substantially. They've traditionally used certain antifungals that have been artificially manufactured in factories. But a lot of laws and standards around the world have been passed to ban the use of some of these traditional antifungals. Now, these two fellows have found out that this propolis from the bees' hives can be converted into chemicals that can be used now in the aquaculture business and seem to be producing results just as good, if not better, than the traditional medicines that were being used in the aquaculture business. They've actually manufactured a product now which is on sale. It's called Spielmann's Corp Bio Balsam. Now, interestingly, the propolis itself has already been used in products as diverse as toothpaste, lip balm, and chewing gum. So it's been indicated as very safe for human consumption. There's no problem in using it in the water and for fish. And it's working. So they look as if they're onto a good thing. Maybe it'll spread all over the world and become a really amazing product.
The Naked Scientist Newsflash. Reacting to the world's best science.
Well, that's all we have for this week. Thank you ever so much for listening. This Naked Scientist Newsflash featured Kat Arney, Colin Humphreys, Kelvin Kem and Mira Senthilingam, and was produced by me, Ben Valsler. If you enjoyed this Newsflash, why not check out the Naked Scientist podcast, where we bring you the latest in science news, interviews with top scientists, your questions and a kitchen science experiment to try at home each week. We'll be back with another roundup of great science next week.
The Naked Scientist Newsflash. Reacting to the world's best science. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.